We're talking about sending a letter with a non-Jew. That's our topic. So we started Daled yesterday. Let's just run through it. We didn't get so much clarity on it. So the Machabi says as follows: Imayina Yehudi Molech Haksav Bechinam. So let's say the non-Jew is willing to take the letter to wherever its destination is for free. Do it as a favor. I feel Nosol Me'er Shabbos Mutter. So even if you gave it to him on an Erev Shabbos, which again is normally a problem because we assume that the non-Jew is going to deliver it on Shabbos, but that it would still be okay. You didn't set a price with him. It's a freebie. Why? Why would it be okay? Shareina Eino Yehudi Me'elav Hu Osaza. He's doing it on his own corn. You didn't ask him, right? He's doing it by himself. So like we usually call it Daita Danasha Ve'eino Ela Laksik Tova Shi Yisrael Mimnesha Ma Shekibel Mimenu. It's very interesting. So the Machaber says, why is the non-Jew doing it? He's doing it. He's willing to take the letter. Think when there was no mail or personal courier or something like that. Why is he doing it? He's doing it because lahaksik tova liyisrael, to thank the Jew. Look at this. Mimnei ma shekibel mimenu. Machaber says, because from what something he received. In other words, I already did a favor for him. So we all know nobody likes, nobody likes a favor, you feel you owe somebody. So how is he going to take care of that feeling? I'll take the letter for you. They have a kilu katsa, so it's like we set a price. What's the price? The price is the favor I did for him. It's now paid off, so to speak. Okay, leave the altar slobok out of it, about a chesed and initiating a chesed. Okay, let's leave that aside. The Ramah says, v'yesh chokin. Some disagree. V'sfir lehu. What should be the problem here? They hold, the chol she'osa b'chinam. If the non-Jew is doing it as a freebie, for free, also, it's not good. You didn't set a price. But he's doing it by himself. Well, we'll see. The Ramah says with Tov LaHachmir, it's best to be stringent, as we mentioned yesterday. Avamakom Shein Rahudi Matchil Im Yisrael. But let's say the non-Jew initiated it. Lomar. He said, Sheilach Lo Bechinam. He said, I'll take this. You have a letter? I'm going to Timbuktu. You have a relative there. You want me to take anything there? Vada Daitua Ala Tova Shi Kawal Mimendu Vashari. So then, for sure, He, what does he have in mind? He has in mind the tova shiyekabel mimenu, that he will receive from me. Because he wants to turn the tables, right? I didn't do him a favor, but if he does me a favor, so it will work out good for him, turn it around. Now, so the Aruch HaShulchan just makes it a little clearer. I think that makes it a little clearer from what we had yesterday, but the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Imayina Yehudi Molech Igarto Bechinam. Let's say the non-Jew, as we said, the case is, the rule is that we have to set a price. I can't tell him to go on Shabbos, right, specifically to go on Shabbos. But one thing is we have to set a price. There's no price set here because he's doing it for free. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Afilu Nosnu Lo Be'er Shabbos. Even if I gave the non-Jew the letter to deliver on Friday, which normally is bad, because if I give it to him on Friday, it's like I'm telling him to go on Shabbos. Right? That's not good. It's still okay. Why? Sharei me'atzma osazeh. He's doing it on his own accord. And I'll prove it to you. He's doing it for free. Right? V'vadai eino el l'haktik tova li'yisrael bishvil tova she'asolo. So why is he doing it? It's because I did him a favor. So he wants to thank me. So he's doing me this favor by delivering this object. V'yavakilu cuts us, and therefore, as we saw, the Machaber holds, that's like I said, a price. The price was payback for the favor I did you. V'yafilu Yisrael matchil b'zeh, lo marlo. And even if I initiated it, the Aruch HaShulchan is adding and saying, lo marlo, le'chai geras hazeh l'sham. I go up to the non-Jew, I say, Juan, could you do me a favor? I know you go there very often. I know you go to Tijuana, Timbuktu, whatever. Could you take this letter for me? I initiated it. So Juan says, sure, I'll take it. I'll take it for free. Again, because I did him a favor. But really, I initiated it. I asked him to take the letter. And then he countered by saying, oh, good, I'll do it for free. So even then, according to opinion number one, that would be okay. Because again, if it wasn't for the favor I did him, I lent him my lawnmower or whatever it was, right? So I wouldn't have asked him, but he owes me. Again, so then it's like I set a price. What was the price? You're paying me back for that lawnmower that I lent you. And as we know, but there's a different dissenting opinion. The Rama disagrees with Sirlei, and he holds the Choshe Osa Bechinam. Anytime he's doing it for free, Osir. It's no good. Im Ha'Yisrael Hidchel B'Dvarim, if I'm the one who initiated it. If I'm the one who went to the non-Jew and I said, I lent him my lawnmower a few weeks ago. Then I go up to him and say, oh, I where are you going? I see him getting into a super shuttle or something like that. I'm going to Timbuktu. Oh, I got a letter. Could you take it to my relative who lives in Timbuktu? You know, you go. Could you go? So, I don't know. I really don't want to. But, he let me the lawnmower. And, the second opinion says, if you're doing it for free and I initiated it, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no good. Because why is he doing it? Because I told him to. He doesn't really want to do it. If he had his druthers, he wouldn't do it. But he's painted into a corner. But let's say, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Ramah holds, and that's what the Ramah says at the end, that let's say, I don't know he's going to Timbuktu. He knocks on my door. He says, oh, I know I'm going there, and I know you have a relative there. You want to send something? You want to send something? Again, even though I lent him my lawnmower, whatever the case may be, he initiated it. So why is he doing it? He's doing it because of the lawnmower that I rent him, this shari. And then it'd be okay according to everyone. According to everyone, it'd be okay if he knocked on the door. Why? He's doing it on his own accord. I'll prove it to you. I didn't know. He knocked on my door. So therefore, since he knocked on the door, he initiated it, so that's okay. If I knocked on his door, or I saw him, I intercepted him, and I did a favor for him. So now we understand a little better. So now, is he really doing it for himself on his own accord, or is he doing it because, I paint him in the corner because I didn't say it. Remember that lawnmower? You want it again? You want it again? And I'm the one who, and I knocked on his door. So now he's in a corner. So now he's stuck. So the second opinion says that would be no deal. That would be no deal. That would be no good. Again, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down the best thing to do in that case is give him something, even a small amount of money, and then that's payment for the delivery, and that would be okay. Okay? Good. Okay.